You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode one of the Broadway Husbands Podcast.
I'm Stephen Hanna.
And I'm Brett Shuford. And together, we're
the Broadway Husbands.
All right, so those of you that are new to us, Stephen, why don't you tell the people who you are and what you do?
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Hanna.
You just like deepened your voice.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Hanna. I am one half of the Broadway Husbands. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I moved to New York when I was 12 years old to pursue my dream of becoming a ballet dancer. I went on to dance with the New York City Ballet. And I danced there for 13 years. And in that time, I met Brett Shuford, and we fell in love, and we've had a great life together ever since, and that's a little bit about me.
Well, but you worked on Broadway eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, but after we met, yes.
Okay, after we met,
so yes. Then I'll give my background. Yeah. Okay, my background is I grew up in Texas, but only had one vision for my life, and that was to pursue a career on Broadway, moved to New York, did that, and met Stephen when he was dancing at New York City Ballet, and did we move in before you booked your first Broadway show?
No, we were about to move in together, and it was May of 2008, and I went in and auditioned for Billy Elliot. I actually changed the appointment because that was the day we were moving, and I was like, I can't come in, I'm so sorry, I'm moving in with my boyfriend. This will have to wait. And they allowed me to go the next week, and I booked the job. And that was my introduction to being on Broadway. And since then, I've done four Broadway shows. And that's how we're the Broadway Husbands.
Yeah, so now we're, so we met before social media was a thing, and we've been together.
That's so true.
It's kind of funny, right?
And I never think of that, but yes,
yeah,
it's very true.
And
it was 2006 when we first actually met.
Yeah,
and I didn't become a Facebook person until 2008. So yeah.
And
there was life before social media.
I know, it's hard to imagine. We actually bought our home together before we got married. We bought a place in the East Village, which is where we currently live. We were very lucky at that time that we were both working on Broadway. Stephen was doing Billy Elliot. I had just done Little Mermaid on Broadway, and we bought our home. And then a year later we got married.
That's right.
So we kind of did what most couples do. We did it backwards. And New York wasn't legal yet. We got married April 18th, 2011.
I think he almost forgot.
No, I was just trying to think, because we got married in Connecticut because it wasn't legal in New York. And then they legalized it in New York in June. So we like to say that we are the reason New York legalized gay marriage. You're welcome.
Something like that.
So why did we start a podcast? Well, I was a YouTuber. I've like made videos on YouTube since 2013. And one of my channels or playlists on my YouTube channel was called Broadway Husbands. And it always got more traction than pretty much anything else I made. I don't know why people didn't want to watch me put makeup on in a time lapse as much as they wanted to see me and Stephen, but they did. And so we decided to create a separate channel called Broadway Husbands and a separate Instagram account called Broadway Husbands. And when we started the Instagram account about a year and a half ago,
it really blew up.
Yeah. So we, at this moment, we have like 30,000 followers on Instagram. And we thought, well, people love podcasts.
We love podcasts.
We love podcasts. And we also really want to, my goal with creating the Broadway Husbands account is to really help normalize what gay marriage is for people, normalize what people think of as a life in the arts, mm-hmm. because I think it's a very mysterious thing for people to understand how people function, pay their bills, raise a family, and people do it every day. So we want to show people that it's possible.
And it is very possible.
Why are you doing that thing with
Why
your voice?
Why are you doing this?
So every episode, our goal right now, this is also open to change.
Yes.
Is to offer any advice, dating advice, relationship advice, love advice. We are completely unqualified to do this.
Totally unqualified, but experienced. And maybe have not made the right choices in many situations and have lived through it and are here to tell you about it.
Yeah. So no matter where you are in your dating life, if you're married, we want to help you guys out and in turn, maybe help us out. And along the way, we're actually going to talk about our journey of growing our family, which we started vlogging about on Gays with Kids. If you don't know Gays with Kids, it's a blog. We'll have all the links in the show notes below to check out our vlog on Gays with Kids and also our Instagram account and our YouTube account, of course. But we have started the journey towards becoming fathers, which is was a big decision, and we're going to document that along the way as well.
And you would be able to tell if you could see me, but I'm getting a little bit bigger, so I'm pregnant.
You have that pregnancy glow, Stephen. Or maybe it's the iced coffee.
Maybe it's the iced coffee that's making me glow. No.
So we reached out to some of you guys on Instagram, and we asked you, what relationship or dating advice do you want? And we got some interesting replies. One person just said sex.
Sex. But that's like a typical kind of Instagram thing.
I don't think they actually spoke English. I think they just only know how to say that, which is not a problem. We just aren't going to give an answer to that. So now we're going to move on to our first relationship advice segment, which we are currently calling
Spotlight on Love.
Get it? Broadway Spotlight. Okay. So one of our followers on Instagram named Justin asked, what is the best way to meet people that isn't on an app? Steven, you want to take a stab first?
Yeah. My first reaction to this is church, the library, and the street. I mean...
just cruise somebody on the street.
No, I mean, church, I think, because if you're going to a church or some sort of weekly place that you go where you're being social and you all have shared beliefs or a reason for gathering. So I'm just trying not to turn anyone off there by saying church. But, you know, I think that most people in general are searching for answers to life. And so if you happen to be going to a place like that, I think that that would be an awesome place to find somebody to go on a date with, because, you know, jobs and work, you know, common interests like that are important. But when it really comes down to it, it's important what is going on in your mind and what you think of life. And that is almost more important than, you know, shared interest in or the same job. Brett and I are really lucky because we have shared kind of interests in many areas.
You can tell them how we met.
Is that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so Brett and I met, like I said, social media wasn't a thing. It may have been a thing for like, because wasn't Facebook...
It was like new.
It was like brand new, and we weren't in the
grandma
know.
Grandma did not have Facebook.
We weren't in the know.
Yeah.
But so Brett and I first met in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
Ooh.
We're both sober, and that is how we met. So I guess that's maybe why church is my first.
Yeah, I get that, because I think it's like
my first thought.
When you're in a church or any sort of like spiritual organization or. Or even just like a meditation place, you're getting values and principles that create a vocabulary and a base for which you can put values on your life on, right? And I think that's one of the things that really helped us when we first started dating was
I'm using the word church loosely.
Yeah. But like some sort of like place where it's a self-improvement and people are, the goal is to improve yourself and
you're striving to be a better person.
A positive thing. And I think that really helped us.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. Yeah. I think that your impulse is right, but some people have an aversion to church and religion. So it doesn't have to be religious affiliated.
I don't mean a religion. Yeah, that's not what I mean. Because don't get the wrong idea. That's not who I am. but
you're just evil.
No. I mean, like soulless. Some like religious yeah. person.
I think apps are like we didn't have apps when we first started dating.
I didn't even know there were websites for sure.
But I think that apps are a real easy way for people to hide. Like mm-hmm. You don't have to show your full self. So if you're going to try to find people, challenge yourself to like show up to something in the flesh.
Yeah.
I think you might actually end up, that's more unique now to be like human in the flesh, meeting people, reaching out, shaking a hand, because you might find somebody a little more special. It's really easy to just hide in an app.
What other place besides church or a loose church could you...
Loose church. Loose,
I don't mean.
Well, I think you could also look at meetup groups, meetup.org. There's like websites where you can find people who are running groups, like exercise places.
Oh, the gym. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's a great place, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think a gym can be triggering for people. Yeah. Too. Especially the gays. Like the gays tend to be so objectified, like it's so much physical stuff around the gay community mm-hmm. that you really want to if you want to find a real connection, it's got to go deeper than just the gym.
That's right.
Was that my computer?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our tip for those of you, for especially for you Justin, who want to meet people outside of a dating app. Push yourself out of your comfort zone and go to something in the flesh.
Yeah, or just go up to somebody and say hi. Be open to talking to people. I think that that's probably the hardest part, is just getting over yourself and introducing yourself to people, whether you have the intentions of going on a date with them or not. It's just nice to get to know people.
I also think that take the pressure off yourself to date people. Just try to be friends. Try to make a connection with people because you might actually end up building a network of people that's just, when you put the end of the relationship on romantic interest, you actually lose out on a connection.
That's right. And you know, our relationship started off the same way. We were just open and honest and friends who I definitely
you flirted
was interested in more for a very long time.
I didn't flirt at all though.
Yeah, you were totally, yeah, you didn't flirt.
Oh, just, yeah, right.
But you know, after time of getting to know each other and
yeah, we were friends for like being, 6 months.
And we were really honest with each other. And we knew like way too much about each other. Things that I would never tell somebody that I was going on a date with. And he didn't run away. So there it is.
There it is.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, so if you want relationship and dating advice from our completely unqualified selves, you can DM us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands, or you can email us at BroadwayHusbands.com. And we may choose your question in the next episode. So feel free to hit us up if you want some dating or relationship advice. Also, to guarantee that you receive our advice, consider becoming a patron of ours on Patreon. And you can join us live on a podcast to ask your question. Check out this plus an array of other benefits at patreon.com/BroadwayHusbands for more details.
Nice.
How was that?
That was great.
Now, Today, on our first episode of the Broadway Husbands podcast, which we are so happy to be a part of the Broadway Podcast Network. If you haven't checked them out, they have an array of Broadway-themed podcasts. And we think that ours today is a great way to lead you into the holidays. So we came up with the 10 best holiday gifts for
theater lovers. Sorry, my voice is just like
gone. I don't know why you're doing that.
Do it again.
Theater lovers.
Do it again.
Today we've come up with the 10 best holiday gifts for
theater lovers.
Ooh. It's a play on words, like theater
lovers
or like theater lovers.
Theater lovers.
So
do they love theater? Or are they lovers who are in theater or watching theater?
It's like, it could go either way.
It could be so many things.
That's like us, right?
All right. Number one. Are we going to count down or up?
Well, first I want to say you can click a link in our show notes to get this whole, we'll have a downloadable checklist for you if you want to get some ideas. But number one, we can start with number one.
You want to start with number one?
Number one.
Donate to Broadway Cares. Because it's a great organization, and not only is it a great organization, but when you donate, especially if you're at a show, you can get a free signed show poster or a free signed playbill.
Well, it's not free.
Well, right. But I mean, your donation, but your donation gives you this great theater Broadway memorabilia that anyone will want.
And it goes to a great cause. It helps people.
Yeah.
Number two, how about a gift certificate to
Broadway Dance Center or Steps on Broadway or
the Broadway Life Coach. Ooh, and that's me. I actually have
Brett
the Broadway
Schuford.
Life Coach. And if you want more details on that, you can check out my website, brettschuford.com. But helping somebody who's pursuing this business pay for their training, because you have to keep training.
It's just a constant thing.
Is a great gift. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about number three?
Any sort of skincare. Mostly for us, we really like Kiehl's. And I also really like La Roche-Posay.
I don't know why he says it like that.
That is how you say it.
For the straight guy in the room, what is that?
La Roche-Posay.
La Roche-Posay is... It's just a skincare line, but they have the best cleanser and the best toner ever. From the moment I started using it, I haven't been using it recently, but it's like one of my most favorite things. The toner, like I used to not be able to like step outside without putting this toner on my face because it just made me feel so clean. And then when I look at myself in the mirror, I thought that it like made my pores look really small. So I recommend it.
He loves La Roche-Posay, which you can actually get at
like
Walgreens.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan of Kiehl's. We have like, when you download our checklist, you'll see like all of our favorite Kiehl's products and some La
Roche-Posay. I didn't even think that it was going to be funny.
It is pretty funny. All right. But skincare is always necessary. Keep them young.
Number four
is this awesome new book by Richie Jackson. If you don't know Richie Jackson, he's a Broadway producer, and he's married to Jordan Roth, who's a big Broadway bigwig, and they are Broadway husbands as well. And he wrote a book this year called Gay Like Me, and it's actually a book where he's talking to his son about what it means to grow up for himself to be gay and explaining it to his son, which I think is really a powerful book. So if anybody's looking for a book for anyone that loves theater and happens to be like us, happens to be homo, this is a great book for them to check out.
Number five, a gift certificate to TodayTix.
Yeah.
That is a great gift for anyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't want to go see Broadway shows? I mean, especially if you're a theater lover, you definitely want to go see Broadway shows. So, or any show in New York. They have many other shows too, not just Broadway shows.
And also not just in New York.
That's right.
So a gift certificate or a gift card to TodayTix can really help somebody see the kind of theater they want to see, no matter where they are.
Number six.
Was that six?
I think so.
Yeah, that was number six.
This number is number six.
Broadway Life Apparel.
Yeah.
Which is an apparel line that I created. If you've not checked it out, it's graphic tees and hats that are themed in witty ways for Broadway fans and for people who
it's
are...
It's not just your everyday show merchandise.
No.
No.
No. It's a fun little hobby and a cute little take on the theater t-shirts that you can buy at the theater, but this actually takes a little of the obvious out. It makes it a little woodier.
That's right. Number 7, a gift certificate to musicnotes.com.
We spend a lot of money on music notes over the course of a year. We actually just did our numbers because we took a course at the Actors Fund, which is a wonderful charitable organization as well. And we looked at our numbers and we were like, whoa, we actually download a lot of music. Yeah. So spending less of our money on downloading music would be nice. So if you want to give somebody a gift who's pursuing this as a business.
Pursuing it, or just a theater lover who, if you want to learn your favorite song from your favorite musical, this is the way to do it.
And this is a plug for my friend Sherry Sanders. She actually partnered with them and created a whole system of 16 bar and 32 bar cuts.
Oh, that's right. I just saw that. Yeah.
And you can download audition cuts off of there too. And she is not paying me for that. So you're welcome, Sherry.
Number eight,
vocal steamer. If you've never used a vocal steamer, it is such a great way to help you when you're warming up, if you're between shows, especially in the morning when you're trying to get ready for two shows. A vocal steamer, they have wireless ones now. We'll have a link for the favorite ones that we use down below. But I do love my vocal steamer. Yeah.
Number 9, Lululemon pants. I mean, who doesn't love a nice pair of Lululemons? They're long lasting. You can wear them for any audition, or if you're just a theater lover, you can wear them to work out in, or possibly if they're nice enough, you might be able to wear them to the theater. I'm not going to suggest that.
You've definitely done that.
I have?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
To see a show?
Because we go through crazy days where we're like auditioning.
Oh, and then go, yeah. Yeah. So possibly, yes.
But Lululemon goes a long way.
A long way. I feel like I've had a pair for every pair I've had for at least 5 years.
Yeah. So investing in a pair of that for somebody is a really good, really nice gift.
And number 10 is?
Well, a gift certificate to Fresh Direct.
Because
seriously.
All actors and all theater lovers need to eat and be nourished.
Help them out.
That's
right. Get them some food. And that's a gift that keeps on giving. It really is. Because with Fresh Direct, you can actually buy like a gift card that goes on their account, sort of like an Amazon gift card, and they can buy groceries over time. And so we have a little a link to that too, because you with Broadway Husbands, you can actually get a little discount. We have a discount code for you guys. So Fresh Direct is a wonderful gift to spread things out throughout the year. Yeah?
That's right.
That's our tips for people to give gifts to anyone who's pursuing this career, because it is not easy in New York City to pay the bills and look good and try to book work. Am I right?
That's right. And it's also just for theater lovers in general. You know, whether you're pursuing it or you just love theater, it's for all.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Broadway Husbands Podcast. I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And make sure you come follow us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands. Also individually at Stephen R. Hanna and at Brett Shuford. And what else?
And that's it. That's it. On this podcast, we encourage you to love who you love and love what you do.
Hey.
We're the Broadway Husbands. Bye.
12 women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.